Blog Talk Radio.
From two beautifully scenic and historic locations, the Hudson Valley, New York, and Willow, Alaska. This is the Side Vibe, brought to you by Dog Works Radio. Your hosts are author, journalist, and photographer, the Five Sides mom, Dorothy Wills Raftery, and Dog Works Radio executive producer, canine behaviorist, trainer, and lead musher of Team Aneke, Robert Forto. The Side Vibe is all about the magnificent breed of the Siberian Husky. From training to grooming and for those who show and breed, from parenting to playing and rescuing huskies in need, whether mushing over snow-covered trails or lounging on tropical shores, even for Hollywood sibes on the big silver screen and so very much more. If it's about a Siberian Husky, we'll chat about it here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Side Vibe. It's a beautiful autumn here in the Hudson Valley, New York. Our leaves are just starting to turn. The weather's become a bit crisper. Nights are cooler, and it's really showing the promise of a beautiful season ahead. Autumn is my absolute favorite season, always has been, followed closely by winter. I love those cooler days with the sweatshirt, the boots, lots of outdoor playtime with the Huskies after being inside in the air condition for those hot summer days. This is also a wonderful time of year for everything pumpkin. For us, it's pumpkin lattes, pumpkin spice donuts. I mean, you name it, it's pumpkin everywhere. Plus, we love to give pumpkin to the Five Sibes. Pumpkin's a really healthy additive. And if you want a really great recipe for homemade pumpkin maple cookies, pop on over to our Five Sibes YouTube channel, and there's a great recipe on there. And if your dog can't have regular flour, you can substitute it with something like coconut or, you know, an oatmeal flour. Play around with it a little bit, but it's a great recipe, and it's soft cookies, but it's a great recipe for this time of year, and our Five Sibes really love it, and I think your guys will too. This is also a very special weekend. Yesterday, the 26th of September, was my birthday, and today is my wedding anniversary, 34 years. So, of course, I'd like to give an anniversary shout-out to my husband and wonderful Hugh Dad to our Five Sibes. We've been on hiatus here for 2 months at the Side Vibe because, as many of you who follow my Five Sibes blog and social media sites know, my mother had a bad fall shortly after her 94th birthday in July and was hospitalized, and she is now in rehab. It's been a very tough road emotionally, and while the future for her is uncertain, I'm back with Robert to bring you some great shows featuring some wonderful guests. I do want to just give a big thank you to everyone out there who has sent in some wonderful notes, comments, emails, always asking about my mom and supporting her, and, your prayers and your positive vibes. I've read them all to her, and we so appreciate them. So in July, I was invited to be a guest at the Empire State Snow Dogs Club first Canine Epilepsy Expo and fundraiser that was held in Long Island, New York. If you're not familiar with the Empire State Snow Dogs Club, you can go ahead and do a search for them on Facebook. They are a group, and you can request to join them. And they're here, of course, Empire State here in New York. Fantastic group of folks with beautiful Huskies and Malamutes and Northern breed dogs. This expo and fundraiser, Jody Ekberg had gotten in touch with me and was talking that they wanted to do this. They do a lot of different wonderful fundraising walks. They do some fantastic get-togethers with the dogs. They've had some great swimming days and just a really fun group that get together and have a great time with their dogs, with their Huskies and their Northern breed dogs. For this particular event, it was to benefit two very important and wonderful organizations, the Canine Epilepsy Resources Epil Canine Foundation's Emma's Seizure Fund, and that is at the North Carolina State University College of Veterinary Medicine's Neurology Department. And you can read about Canine Epilepsy Resources at www.canine-epilepsy.org. Epilepsy.com is their website, and it also benefited the Wally Foundation, Canine Epilepsy, and they are at www.thewallyfoundation.com. Both of these organizations are very near and dear to me. They do a lot of great work, and I really highly recommend to pop over to both of their sites. The Wally Foundation just did a revamp on their website, and they help folks whose dogs were diagnosed with idiopathic epilepsy, and they help families, rescues, and fosters of dogs that were diagnosed purchase medications that maybe they otherwise can't get for their dogs. So that's a really great thing that they do there. And also over at the Epple Canine Foundation, they have the Epple Canine List, and that's on their website, the Canine Epilepsy Resources website, and that's a fantastic, very supportive email list that I highly recommend that if you are a parent, guardian, or someone who works or lives with a dog with canine epilepsy, it's a great group to be part of. Since my mother's fall, I had to, unfortunately, cancel my appearance at the expo, where I was going to tape segments live for this episode. So, but I really needed to be with my mother, and of course, everyone's been great and very understanding. So this particular episode is a bit different than our usual, as not only is it not live as we had anticipated, which would have been a first for this show, but since I couldn't be there, I really want to thank Jody Eckberg of the Empire State Snow Dogs Club group on Facebook, and also of the Husky Tales, also on Facebook, for stepping in and doing the interviewing of fellow members of the club who attended the event and shared their stories of life with a dog with epilepsy with us. I'm sorry, Jody Eckberg is from the Husky Brothers on Facebook. The Husky Tales is another wonderful Facebook page, but for today's show, Jody Eckberg is from the Husky Brothers. Before I get into the clips of the day and also chatting with another guest, I have spoken with Jody since, and the Empire State Snow Dogs Club is going to make this Canine Epilepsy Expo and Fundraiser an annual event, which is just wonderful. And it's all through, it's all always going to be through our Live Give Strong Canine Epilepsy Awareness Campaign, which is to help bring awareness to canine epilepsy and how dogs can and do live full happy lives, even with seizures, as well as raising some funds for these great canine epilepsy organizations. Jody says that from every event that the club does, they learn from it and they try to improve for future events so they can become the best that they can be. For a first-time event, which was outdoors at the Petco on Jericho Turnpike in Garden City, New York, it was great. And that also included being greeted by a rainstorm that day, but these amazing folks did not let that dampen that day. There were numerous vendor booths and adoptable pets from Petco. There's also a booth to collect items for military service dogs, also known as MWDs or military war dogs, our canine heroes, who we send out a big round of thanks for their service and their dedication, both theirs and their handlers. To find out more about these amazing war dogs, visit www.uswardogs.org. The Empire State Snow Dog Club has sent a box containing treats, toys, and even canine toothbrushes and toothpaste to me so that I will in turn be sending it on to the United States War Dog Association for their service dogs. In total, the group together raised $200 for the Emma Seizure Fund and $150 for the Wally Foundation, and that's just wonderful. It's raising money is always wonderful to help these groups out, and also for the awareness so that people out there realize that these organizations do exist and that there are places to go for support and for information, which is really important. And that's a big drive behind my Live Give Strong Canine Epilepsy Awareness Campaign. As many of you know, is basically that has been inspired my own epi dog, Gibson. So if you're interested in getting on board for next year's event, the date is to be determined, but you can contact Jody at snowusin@gmail.com, and in the subject line put, Canine Expo 2016, and remember, it's never too late to plan. Up first, Jody Ekberg is going to be interviewing Helen Martovich about her experience with her gorgeous boy Apache, who is an epi dog, and she's going to tell us how he was doing today. Apache was at the event with his gorgeous boy brother, Dante. Jody is going to be talking with Mike Kaplow, who is the president of the Siberian Husky Club of Greater New York. And Mike is going to be talking about his experience with his husky, BH, who is an epi dog, and how BH is doing today.
Mike Kaplow, and I'm president of the Siberian Husky Club of Greater New York. This is BH. BH is about 11 years old now. He's a rescue. He had his first seizure back in March, mid-March, right after his partner, Juno, passed away. And we knew he was having a seizure because we saw it. We were lucky enough to catch it, and the other dogs in the kennel got all excited. They warned us that something was going on. Okay? And we went out, we got him to our vet. We went to the West Hills Animal Hospital in Huntington, and they put him on medication. He had two other seizures at the vet's office. He's on zonisamide now, 200 milligrams twice a day, and he's been seizure-free since March. Yeah, he has been. We're real happy with his progress. We have another one at home, a girl named Arrow. She's been having seizures since she's 8 months old. Okay, she's also on zonisamide, a dose that's appropriate for her. And she has also been seizure-free now for about 3 or 4 months. So we are hoping that this has gotten both dogs under control.
Very good.
Take care. Thanks so much, Jody.
Jody now speaks with Kristen Kimberly Irwin Ritaco and they're about their beautiful girl, Bailey, who is also a husky and an epi dog, and they shared their experiences with Jody on how Bailey is doing today. If you'd like to see BH, Apache, and Bailey, these beautiful huskies, for yourself, you can pop over to Jody Ekberg, and that's EKBERG's YouTube channel, and you can see her interviews that she conducted live right at the event. For listeners just tuning in, you're listening to the Side Vibe on Dog Works Radio, and today we're talking about the Canine Epilepsy Awareness Expo and Fundraiser, the first of its type, that was hosted by the Empire State Snow Dog Club in conjunction with the Garden City Park Petco here in New York. And that took place back in July. And on site was Jody Eckberg of the Husky Brothers and of the Empire State Snow Dog Club, who stood in for me and conducted the interviews on site with a couple of the different club members who have Siberian Husky Epi Dogs. And we're sharing those clips here today. We're also talking to another Husky mom, Janine Chang, who is the admin to the Siberian Mischief Facebook and Instagram pages. And we're talking with Janine up next about this event and the Empire State Snow Dog Club. If you'd like to hear more SciVibe shows, visit us over at dogworksradio.com and look for this show, The SciVibe, in their drop-down menu. The SciVibe is also on iTunes under the DogWorks Radio family of shows. And you can follow my Five Sibes at Five Sibes Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews over on Facebook, and also at our Five Sibes blog at fivesibes.blogspot.com. And we're also on Instagram under Five Sibes Mom. So up next is Janine Chang, and she is the admin to the Siberian Mischief Facebook community page, as well as the Siberian Mischief Instagram page, and that is SiberianMischief, and she's also a member, of course, of the Empire State Snow Dog Club. Janine, tell us, how long have you been a member of the club?
I've been a member of the Empire State Snow Dog Club for a little over a year now. I found out about it through a random husky owner that was at the dog park one day when I was there with my dog, and she told me about this group on Facebook. So I checked it out, joined that night, and it's been amazing ever since. I'm just so happy that I found this group, because the things that we do with our dogs, you would never think that you could do with your dogs. And it's really wonderful, because a lot of our events are for charity. And it's a really great feeling to be able to have fun with your dog while helping people and other animals that are in need.
This was the first Canine Epilepsy Expo and fundraiser that also has a donation booth for military service dogs through the U.S. War Dog Association. And even though you had some inclement weather, you still had a nice turnout. Tell us about some of the vendors who were there and how the day went.
Even though the weather wasn't wonderful, we had a pretty good turnout. A lot of people that were just visiting Petco were interested to see what was going on, because there were booths in the parking lot and like 20 huskies, and everybody wants to see what's going on when there's a pack of huskies just standing around a parking lot. We were selling, the Empire State Snow Dog Club was selling food and beverages. We had hot dogs and popcorn and water and Italian ices, and we also had a little Hug a Husky station where you could get your picture taken with one of our dogs. And then we also, there was also a collection for the military dogs, which I thought was really great. There were a few other vendors, including a company called Pet Hair Go-Go, which sells this cool sponge thing that just picks up pet hair from, like, couch cushions or wherever it gets stuck to. And it actually seems to work better than any lint roller I've ever used, so I keep it in my car now. There was also a pet sitting service that was there. There was a business selling toys and homemade treats, which my dog was like in love with the treats. I wish I knew the name of the business, because I would actually probably order some. So if you know the name, let me know. There was also a Labrador Retriever Rescue that had some of their adoptable dogs there, and a pet training service that does like obedience training, and they also do like the canine good citizen training and evaluations as well. So it was really a great day, and you know, people were really interested to see what this whole thing was about. So I think it drew a lot of attention, and it was really, even though the weather wasn't that great, it cleared up, and it went really well.
Janine, I understand from Jody this will be an annual event. Yay! What is it about hosting these type of events that you feel is important for the group to do?
I'm really actually very excited that the Canine Epilepsy Awareness Expo will be an annual thing now. I think it's really important to spread awareness about these types of things because people just don't know that animals can suffer from the same types of diseases and illnesses that humans can. And epilepsy is really a terrible disease. My mother actually had epilepsy, which is one of the reasons that this event was very important to me. It's really important to raise money, to help continue the research, and continue helping to fund research to find a cure or new treatments that can help these animals who are suffering to live healthy, happy lives. And they deserve it just like everybody else. So I really think that these events that we do to help raise awareness for, you know, things like canine epilepsy and cancer and, you know, whatever else we end up doing, it's just really important to raise awareness and help to fund the research that is ongoing to help these animals that can't help themselves. We're the only ones that can help them, so it's important for us to do it.
What do you hope fellow members and visitors to the expo took away with them?
I really hope that anyone who attended the expo learned something new. Whether it's simply that canine epilepsy exists and they didn't realize it before, or different research that's ongoing that we talked about, or different treatments that these dogs are receiving. I just hope that whoever attended learned something that they didn't already know. And hopefully they can share that information with others that, you know, may not know that dogs can suffer from the same illnesses that us humans can. And it's really important to continue research and help develop new treatments that can help fight this illness and help these animals live happy, healthy lives.
For anyone who attended the Canine Epilepsy Expo, or for anyone who's tuning in and would like to get some more information on canine epilepsy awareness, as part of my Live Give Strong awareness campaign, I do have copies of articles that I've written that have been published, as well as information from, canine epilepsy organizations, that I would be happy to share. I've had several that I had to bring with me, and from different organizations that I think would be very valuable. I also do have some information from the U.S. War Dog Association, so if anybody would like, brochure information on that, I'd be happy to share that as well. Also, House Wolf Dog Biscuits from Vermont, and that's www.housewolf.com. They had packaged up snack packs of Gibby snacks, and I do have some more left in my freezer, so if you're interested, drop me an email at 5SIBESLIVEGIBSTRONG, and of course that's FIVESIBES, LIVEGIB, G-I-B, strong, at gmail.com, and in the subject line put Canine Epilepsy Expo, and then just in the body of the letter, give me your doghouse, Addie, and I'll be happy to send out to you some of these flyers and information, as well as for as long as they last, one of the snack packs from House Wolf. We were very grateful that they came on board with this as well. And for those who don't know, House Wolf formulated a Gibby Snacks named after, of course, Gibson, and we're very thrilled about that. And they formulated it specifically for a canine epileptic, meaning it has no wheat, no salt, no rosemary ever. Not just for canine epileptics, but other dogs enjoy them as well. And $1 from every bag that they sell, they donate to the Wally Foundation, which is really wonderful. So just drop me an email. And if you want to tell me a little bit about your epi dog, we always love to hear it. If you want to share their pictures, go right ahead and post them over on Five Side Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews Facebook page. We would love to see your pictures. And don't forget to pop over to ArticHousePublishing.com and check out the books on canine epilepsy. I really think that the newest book, The Epic Dog Tales, is a really great resource. You're not only hearing from all these individual families and rescues who have epi dogs, but it's also, I've shared my resources, my extensive library that I have. There are some statistics in there as well as quotes from experts in the field. It's a really, really great resource book that it was a labor of love for me for several years, and I really don't feel there's anything out there like that. And again, a portion of that book would be donated to the Canine Epilepsy Resources, Epple Canine Foundation's Emma's Seizure Fund. So give it a look and drop us an email. And if you're talking about canine epilepsy, and you want to try to follow us on social media, you can always check hashtag LiveGibStrong, because that's what we've been using. Janine, how does being part of this wonderful group, the Empire State Snow Dog Club, how does that feel to be part of this group that does so many wonderful fundraisers, walks, husky get-togethers, etc.?
Being a member of the Empire State Snow Dog Club is really an amazing feeling. I've met so many wonderful people through this group that I never would have met if I wasn't a member. So I'm grateful for all the friendships that I've formed, but mostly, like, it's a really wonderful feeling to be a part of so many wonderful fundraisers and, informational events, like the canine epilepsy events. We've done everything from Toys for Tots to, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's an amazing feeling being able to enjoy spending time with our dogs while we're doing something good for other people and other animals that need help. One of our members' dogs, Frankie, actually has been diagnosed with lymphoma a couple months ago, and we've all kind of just jumped on it. We were like, we're going to help you pay this bill off. It's going to be $40,000. No problem. We got you. And we've raised like $12,000 within a couple months just for this one dog. And just the feeling of being a huge family, it's really amazing. Like, I know if anything ever happened to me or my dog, that this group would be amazingly supportive. And they were, honestly, after my family, they would be the first people that I would go to. Just because I know how amazingly supportive and loving and generous all of our members are.
And speaking of Frankie, Frankie is one of Jody Ekberg's huskies. He's a therapy dog. As Janine mentioned, he's going through cancer treatments, and she's been wonderful in spearheading fundraising along with the Empire State Snow Dog Club. Right now, they are trying to have Frankie's Cancer Auction 2, and you can see that with a hashtag, and that's over on Instagram. You can pop over to Siberian Mischief's page, and there's information there. They're looking for donations, so if you're interested in donating something toward Frankie's Rescues Cancer Care to help this dog who has helped out so many people as, you know, in his job as a therapy dog. Please do. You can also go over to Siberian Mischief's page. There's a t-shirt fundraiser going on there, and you can follow both of Janine's pages to keep up on that as well. You can pop over, don't forget, and check out the Empire State Snow Dog Club, and when you go to join, you can always just tell them that you heard about it on the Side Vibe. When you raise money, like here for the Canine Epilepsy Expo, with donations for both Canine Epilepsy Resources, Apple Canine Foundation's Emma's Seizures Fund, which is through the North Carolina State University College of Veterinary Medicine, and the Wally Foundation Canine Epilepsy, how does that make you feel?
When we raise money for charities, such as, you know, what we did at the Canine Epilepsy Expo, and like next week we have our dog walk for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society, it really is a really rewarding, amazingly rewarding feeling. I've always been into volunteering. I volunteered at a hospital when I was, you know, in high school. I was a volunteer coordinator for my honor society when I was in college. But I never imagined being able to do volunteer work with my dog. And now that I know that's possible, it's like game on. Like, seriously, any kind of fundraiser that I can do with my dog, I'll do it. and seriously, it's just an amazing feeling being able to enjoy these types of events, knowing that, you know, it's for something more than just our enjoyment. Like, we've done supply drives for rescues, we've done Toys for Tots, and, like, it's always just a great time, and we always end up, like, going above and beyond what we expected of ourselves. And it really is an amazing feeling to be able to, you know, enjoy these events and have them be meaningful to other people as well.
Janine, Jody mentions that with each event your group, well, actually, I guess I should say our group, because I'm so pleased to now be part of this group. But with each event that the group hosts, you learn more about what you'd like to do and how you want it to grow. What do you hope to see at next year's Canine Epilepsy Expo?
Every time our group hosts a new event, it's kind of like a big learning experience, for me anyway, because it's my first time doing anything like this. And I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, how this group can grow and really make a big difference. You know, it started out, I just wanted to find other huskies for my dog to play with. And it's really turned into so much more than that. It really is amazing, like, the response that we get for a lot of our events from people who aren't even members of our group. You know, they see a pack of huskies and they're like, wait, what's going on over there? And it really seems to draw a lot of attention. So hopefully next year we can make it even bigger. We can make this Canine Epilepsy Expo even bigger next year. We can have more vendors. We can have, maybe we can have a veterinarian come and, you know, have a little informational session that they can have with some of the visitors who are interested in learning more. I know that we did Jody did interviews with our members who have dogs that have epilepsy. And I actually learned a lot from those interviews that I didn't know. Like I said before, I didn't even know that dogs could get epilepsy until I joined this group and I met a dog that had epilepsy. I thought it was just a human thing. So, you know, next year I hope that we can make it bigger, we can get more attention, and we can really help to fund more research and spread awareness as much as possible. And hopefully, every year that we do this, it'll get even bigger, even better, and, you know, it will become something that people are really interested in attending.
Yes, I think that's a fantastic idea to get a veterinarian on board, you know, and I do know that the North Carolina State University is very interested. I think that this could really be something wonderful. I just really think that it is so important. I agree. Everyone knows this is such a cause near and dear to my heart. You know, when I first got involved with this, it's, oh my gosh, it's over 6 years ago now when Gibson first had his seizures, and you know, I went into it and I didn't have any information, and you know, I've written about it. It's in the book Epic Dog Tales, Heartfelt Stories about Amazing Dogs Living and Loving Life with Canine Epilepsy. His is just one of 124 stories of dogs across the breeds across the world who have or are living life with canine epilepsy. But I've learned so much over the years from him, and I've always said that there was this gal, I'm going to give her a shout out, Lori Dansby from Texas, and she was one of the first people over social media who reached out. She's a registered nurse, and she has an epi dog, Maya, an epi dog, Max, and, you know, she reached out across the miles, complete stranger, and literally held my hand through those early days of Gibson having seizures. You know, I had no idea what it was about, and it's a very frightening and lonely thing, and if you don't know what you're dealing with, I mean, you're really scared. You don't know what's happening to your dog. It feels like you're losing your dog. So over the years of all the information that I've gathered and the folks that I've met, you know, they're, I really want to get the message out that there is hope. There are, you know, so many resources and so much support out there that dogs really can and do live, can live happy, healthy lives, you know, for as healthy and long as they can, being a canine epileptic. You know, there are many treatments, whether it's traditional, holistic, alternative. You know, some dogs suffer from side effects, such as Gibson, which I have talked about in my blog and on my social media and in articles that I've written. And, you know, there's just so much out there, and that's what we're here for, to really, you know, get the word out there about, you know, the awareness, and education really is key. For the things that you guys do, for, you know, everything we do, education for the breed about Siberian Huskies, and as well as education about canine epilepsy is so important, you know, because I don't ever want anyone to feel the way I did in the beginning. I want them to know, you know what, hey, we're out here, we have information for you, even if you just want to, like, text or call us, you know, send us an email, send us a comment on our page. You know, we're here to help steer you in the right direction so that, you know, you can learn information, and, you know, information is so vital so that you can sit down and have a really good conversation with your vet to explore the different options that are available out there. You know, Janine, it's just wonderful. I'm so thrilled that, you know, your group has, you know, teamed up with us now and has gotten on the canine epilepsy wagon of awareness, and I really, really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. And like you said, you know, the more people we can reach and the more information we can get out there, the better. I want to again say that, you know, if anyone wants to check out the book, go to ArcticHousePublishing.com. That's ArcticHousePublishing.com. A percentage of my books is donated to canine epilepsy nonprofits or a Siberian Husky rescue. So check it out there. There's another one there too, What's Wrong with Gibson, Learning About Canine Epilepsy. And that's an illustrated children's book to help children understand if their pet, you know, is having a seizure in a very non-scary manner. Again, education really is key. And by having events such as the one that, you know, your group did, is just really terrific in helping get the word out. Before we sign off today, I just want to say, Thank you to Jeanine Chang for joining us and to Jody Ekberg for standing in and interviewing the folks on site at the Canine Epilepsy Expo. You guys are great. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, I know to our listeners this is a little bit different of a format than you're used to, but hopefully, you know, it'll all sound great. Apologize for any choppiness that may occur. This is coming in from several different technology formats. And Robert up there in Alaska is waving his magic wand, and he's going to make it all sound fabulous. Next month, we'll be back again in October with our usual format, and Robert and I both hope that you'll join us for another episode of the Side Vibe. Also, you know, feel free to share the link to, you know, our show, and we're also on iTunes now under the Dog Works Radio family of shows. Just look up for Dog Works Radio and then the Side Vibe episodes. But before I go, I have one other special little treat. Well, before we sign off tonight, I have a special guest that just popped over here that would like to say a few words. Gibby? What? You want to say anything to the audience? What? Yeah, you tell everybody thank you? Right? Thank you, Gib. Well, that was Gibson stopping by to thank everybody for always participating, supporting, and sharing the Live Gibstrong Canine Epilepsy Awareness Campaign. And to keep on doing it, he sends everybody his love and lots of Gibby kisses. Right, Gibby? Gibby kisses? What? You want Gibby kisses? What? That was Gibby signing off, saying bye-bye. And here's the rest of the five sides. Now, come on, guys. And that's the five sides saying thank you for joining us on this episode of the Side Vibe.